Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reaiah, the son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath. And Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. And these were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazael Poni. And Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. And Naara bore him Ahuzem, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. These were the sons of Naara. And the sons of Hela were Zerith, Izhar, and Ethnan. And Kaz became the father of Anub and Zobiba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram. And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain." Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. And Kelub, the brother of Shua, became the father of Meher, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton became the father of Beth-Repha, and Pasea, and Tehenna, the father of Ir-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. Now the sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Zeriah. And the son of Othniel was Hatheth. And Meonothiah became the father of Ophrah, and Seraiah became the father of Joab, the father of Geharashim, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. And the son of Elah was Kenaz. And the sons of Jehalilel were Ziph and Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. And the sons of Ezra were Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. And these are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid took. And she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. And his Jewish wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. And the sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naam, were the fathers of Keilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rena, Benhanan, and Tilan. And the sons of Ishai were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, and Leada, the father of Marisha. And the families of the house of the linen workers at Beth-Ashbia, and Jochim, the men of Kosiba, Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubai-Lehem. And the records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Sheul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Now Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many sons, nor did all their family multiply like the sons of Judah. And they lived at Beersheba, Moleda, and Hazar Shuel, at Bilhah, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Berai, and Sharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were around the same cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they have their genealogy. And Meshobab, and Jamlech, and Josha, the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Zeriah, the son of Asiel, and Elioenai, Jacoba, Jezohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza, the son of Shephi, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shemri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their fathers' houses increased greatly. And they went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich and good pasture, and the land was broad and quiet and peaceful, for those who lived there formerly were Hamites. And these, recorded by name, came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and attacked their tents, and the Meunites who were found there, and destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place. because there was pasture there for their flocks. And from them, from the sons of Simeon, 500 men went to Mount Seir, with Pelatiah, Neariah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi, as their leaders. And they destroyed the remnant of the Amalekites, who escaped, and have lived there to this day.